11:32 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, I'm joined in the studio by a gorgeous young singer, 19 years old. She's from Essex. She's a singer, songwriter, and she's a pianist as well. And her name is Chelsea. So, very good morning. It's lovely to meet you. Absolutely gorgeous. And you've got a great voice. You've just been warming up in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
And you've been doing the rounds of a few other studios we won't mention.
Yes.
So, where did you pick up the music bug?
Well, from a really young age, actually. Mum sent me to a local dance school when I was about four, and we did all different lessons there, but my favourite was always singing. And I just took it from there, really. I'd say from about the age of six, I've been saying I want to be a singer, so it's been a long time. And then as I got older, I got into songwriting, and then Mum sent me to piano lessons and stuff, so I learnt about music theory, and it's just gone from there, really.
And you've studied music as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I went to East London Arts and Music, it's called ELAM, and that was really good. It was like, I learnt a lot there about the industry as well, not just music theory, so it was really good.
Is it a bit like the Fame, people sort of, you know, just jamming and dancing about everywhere?
Yeah, it was actually, yeah, and it was so nice to be in an environment where everyone is so passionate about music. It was really, really good.
Who are your musical inspiration? So who are the bands and artists that you've grown up, because I know you've covered a Stevie Wonder track, which I've told people about this, which is fabulous.
He's one of my favorites. Also I love Carole King, she is my absolute favorite. I'd love to see her live, but I missed her. She was at Hyde Park a couple of years ago and I can't believe I didn't go. I was really gutted about that. But yeah, so I got to like Carole King when I was about 15, and I went to see the musical Beautiful. It's basically her whole life story. And before I went to see the show, I didn't actually know anything about her. I knew some of her songs. Came out of that show so inspired. And yeah, it all went from there, really, loving Carole King. She's amazing. And she's actually inspired me a lot with my writing too. So it's been good.
The Natural Woman, isn't she? She's the writer of Natural Woman.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was Aretha Franklin, so I went to see that show.
Yeah. And we have Mum in the studio as well. A round of applause, Mummy. Mummy's on her phone. Mummy's on it. That was brilliant. Very, very catchy as well.
Oh, thanks.
That's a lovely, and a perfect vocal performance as well.
Thank you.
And live in the studio, you see. You've been doing lots of live stuff and open mics and things like that?
Yeah, I've been going to open mics across like Essex, Kent and London. And that's been really fun, actually. I really enjoy doing that. I enjoy going to all different venues and stuff, so that's good.
Now, how do you start the writing process? If you're going to sit down to do a song, do you start on the piano or do you write lyrics or do you just, it just depends on
you?
Do
you know what? It does vary. When I songwrite, I mainly start with a title first. So I could be walking down a road or something and I'll think of something, it'll come into my head. So I'll write it down on my notes page on my phone. Like on my phone, I've got so many notes of just ideas. And then when I sit down to write, I'll take my ideas and just put them together. I do usually start with the chords on the piano rather than the lyrics. I just start with chords. I mean, I've got the title and then it all goes from there, really.
Do you write your best material when you're happy or when you're sad? Do you need sort of a bit of heartbreak in your life?
Do you know what? I do. Like, when I'm sad, it just flows. Honestly, when I'm happy, I sit down. I tend to write more pop songs when I'm happy because I struggle to write heartfelt songs if I'm not actually sad. So, yeah.
Now, you write a mixture because you don't just stick into one genre. So tell us about the genres you write in.
Yeah, no, usually when I write, it ends up being like an R&B type song with like soul. But yeah, no, I enjoy writing all different genres, really. I really enjoy writing like mainstream pop songs. I've got a few songs, actually, that I would like to give to other artists one day, eventually. I feel like it would be a challenge. Like, I'd like someone to say to me, oh, can you write a song in this genre?
Yeah.
And like to challenge me, because I feel like I could do it if I put my mind to it. So,
and you've also had interest from the TV side of things. So have you got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got an older brother and a younger sister.
And are they musical as well?
No, but my sister can actually sing in tune.
Yeah,
she could be good, but she needs a little bit of work. But she hasn't really got like the confidence to do it.
Yeah,
which is a shame, really, because she could be good. But
so there's not going to be a full band.
No, I don't think so.
No. If you could work with anyone at the moment, who would it be?
I would love my dream, like this is ridiculous dream, would be to write a pop song, like a mainstream song with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
That would be literally the goal. Yeah, no, I'd love to write with Ed Sheeran. And also I'd love to write with Stevie Wonder because he's just amazing.
Oh, Stevie Wonder's great. And don't forget, check out online. Chelsea did a song, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. She didn't write that one, but she did a very, very good cover of it. And if you check it out, it's on our YouTube channel because she's got loads of stuff everywhere. On Facebook, you are...
At It's Chelsea X, but Chelsea is spelled EY at the end rather than the football team way.
Right, yes. Yes. Now, you're working, you're going to start working on an EP. You've already got, we're going to play your single at the end of the interview, which is brilliant. Hopefully, we're going to try and get that on the A-list for you. How many tunes are on an EP now? Is it four or?
Four.
Yeah.
Well, it can be as many as you want, but I'd say about four usually.
Yeah. And what sort of stuff have you got? Because you've got quite a backlog, obviously, because you write all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of different songs. It would be difficult to condense it down to four songs, actually. But, yeah, no, I haven't decided yet which ones I'm going to put on the EP, but it is a work in progress. So
hopefully that'll be sort of towards the end of this year.
End of this year, yeah.
What's the song that you wish you'd have written?
I would love to write Sir Duke. Stevie Wonder. It's always Stevie Wonder because his songs are amazing.
That's your personal, that's like the one for you?
Yeah, and I just, to be honest, a lot of Stevie Wonder songs, Isn't She Lovely, Sir Duke, if I wrote that song, I'd be so proud myself.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future?
I'm going to just continue performing everywhere. I'm doing what I'm doing, really. I've got to continue writing, obviously, because you've got to always write, got to keep writing. Just performing everywhere, doing a few radio stations and stuff, just to get the exposure.
And what about live gigs? Where can people see you next?
On the Collier Row Carnival on the main stage on the 5th of August between 12 and 1. But that's all I've got booked in so far. So this song was about finding my feet, really, and having a sense of direction, because when I left college I felt like I was thrown into the deep end and I didn't really know what I was doing. I always had college to go to every day, and all of a sudden I had nothing, and I was thinking, right, what am I going to do now? So yeah, this song is about finding your feet and having a direction.
Here we go. This is Chelsea.
So many years of uncertainty when I just didn't know where I was going, with people putting so much pressure on me, I started to believe I'd never find my way. When I was a little girl, my mama told me I could face the world if I just believe in me. So that's exactly what you're just about to see. 'Cause now I found my way around here, and it's all so clear. Tonight, you're gonna see me fly to the highest heights. I'm not ever coming down from here. It's all so clear. And tonight, you're gonna see me fly to the highest heights.
Now, your lyric.
Yes,
so I'll put you on the spot
This is a song called Stronger that I'm hoping to release very soon. And it's basically just a song about your childhood and how confident and how, like, when you were a child, you were carefree. You didn't really think about a lot of things. So the words are, we were so young back then, we didn't even need to pretend that we had it all, because we had it all back then.
Mm. Yes, that resonates, doesn't it, Mum? Yeah. Your mum's nearly in tears over there. It's really lovely to meet you. You've got an excellent voice.
Thank you for having
beautifully
me.
Sung live. Thank tunes you. Are brilliant too. So thanks. Expect you to do good things and then come back and rescue me and your mum. Wherever we may be. Or at least take us both. I mean, you've only just met me, but you can take me on holiday. I don't mind. Lovely to meet you, and I wish you all
Thank
the best.
You.